Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Codings 360, serving the South Bay for over 10 years. When you need your house or business painted, who to call is a no-brainer. Call Codings 360 today for your free estimate. Tell them Lucky Leak a podcast referred you and receive up to 20% off. The phone number is 888-755-4445. Again, the number is 888-755-4445. Or you can reach them on the web at codings360.com. That's codings360.com. Welcome to Lucky Leak a podcast. This is a special edition of the Drivecast for your morning drive. Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
I'm Chris, and this is Rick, and we are doing a Drivecast this morning.
The first one ever. We coined the term.
The Drivecast, copywritten 2018.
We're the only ones that are going to bring this to you. Terrestrial radio is dead.
You know what? Fuck all your morning shows. This is La Clica. This is what you should be listening to on your drive.
We could cuss on this.
So, yeah.
Not like that Bean and Kevin fella.
Those putos. And I say putos because this is the internet, motherfucker. This ain't no fucking radio station.
So, fuck you.
And fuck you. But we got a new song. Well, we don't got a new song, but we got a special song. Because morning radio plays one song and talks for an hour. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So, this song we're going to do is by the Wax Apples. Our friends at the Wax Apples. Shout out to Brian and Jamie. Here we go. The song is called No Repair. The Wax Apples. The song is called No Repair.
It's a good song for the drive, isn't it? Especially right now being Monday morning.
Monday morning, yeah. That's a good shit. I'm stuck in on the 405, the 105, the 18, or wherever the hell you're at. That is a song for you.
Yeah. This is we recorded this on Saturday, the 17th. So you're gonna be listening to this on Monday, the 19th. No matter what, it's probably gonna be raining. Might be a little cold.
It might be snowing.
And if you're in LA, you're definitely going to be in traffic.
If you're in New York, you're definitely going to be in traffic.
If you're somewhere in Idaho, probably not so much. You're probably going to be...
You're going to be in the traffic that you consider traffic.
But it's not compared to LA traffic.
Nothing compares to LA traffic.
No.
Not even New York.
No, so that's a good drive for you here in LA. So We're going to make this a 45-minute podcast just to get you through the drive. You don't have to listen to none of that shitty terrestrial radio.
Those stupid-ass comedy bits that they all do. None of that shit.
Yeah, so you're listening to Kalika.
All Kalika all the time, goddammit. So what's up, people? How you doing this way? Are you cold? Are you in traffic? Are you already at work? Welcome to the first drive cast from the La Calica podcast.
So we recorded this 6-hour podcast the other day.
It was a complete disaster, to say the least.
So we're not going to put it out. Sorry.
Sorry, guys, but we will give you this drive cast.
It's a little better.
But it's a cool song that we started off with. Wax Apples is making their triumphant return back to stage.
After yeah, they are.
Almost 10-year hiatus. So that's pretty awesome. You can check out LAweekly.com. They did a nice little article about the Wax Apples. Also, wanted to give a shout-out to Enemy Rifa. They're working on new music as we speak. Enemy is one of those bands that they combine like rap metal, but not in a way you would think. It's not like it's not your mama's Limp Bizkit. Put the fucking Pringles down, Dick.
Dude, I'm hungry, dude. I'm taking Joel's place here.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So it's not your typical rap metal band. Not in any sense of the imagination.
This stuff you never heard before.
They take elements of Los Angeles culture and violence in their music, and they turn it up to 11. So it's not Limp Bizkit. It's more like a gangster rap group.
Yeah, I can't wait till it comes out, dude. It's different, dude. I fucking love it, man.
If you check out Enemy Rifa on Instagram, you'll find a 1-minute clip of a rough mix that they're currently working on.
It's great. And since this is Monday, that means Chencha Valencia played in South by Southwest in Austin, and they finished a gig Saturday in Houston.
Yeah,
that's an accomplishment, dude.
Yeah, we're really proud of our boys from Chencha Valencia's. They're doing big things now, man, and it's about time. They got a whole new sound. Proper lineup, and they're doing good, man. I'm really proud of them.
Props to all the fellas. I hope you did not lose Don Diablo out there somewhere. Okay, he probably will not find his way home.
Yeah, so make sure that you have like a GPS on Don Diablo.
Some kind of dog tag might help too.
Yeah,
return to owner type.
Yeah, if lost, please return to Chincha Valencia's.
And if you guys ever make it big, make sure you chip them.
Yeah, chip them.
And you might want to. I'm sorry, your Don Diablo.
Our spay and neuter daughter, because Don Diablo's coming. Shout out to iHeartRadio for going bankrupt.
Congratulations, fuckers.
Yes. Spend that money you don't have on things you don't need. But we also want to do a special shout out to Bellflower Diner, Jonathan at Bellflower Diner.
Fucking best omelets in town, dude.
Best omelets in town, man. They're open until in the morning until 2:30.
I wish I was munching on some omelets instead of...
I wish Bellflower Diners is open right now, because I'm fucking stomach's growling and I'm watching you eat these fucking Pringles. And you don't fucking shit.
They're not sponsored. You know what that is?
That's an empty Pringle can.
It's the sound of an empty Pringle pan.
Can.
Is it really a can?
It looks like a cylinder tube. You know what? And if you ever watched Mr. Robot, you can make a powerful antenna for Wi-Fi hacking out of a Pringles can.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at book. Staring at me right now for not sharing the Pringles. I should have given you one, Buck. Fuck Chris. Chris doesn't get anything.
I don't get anything at all.
Not at all. So what else is going on in this neck of the woods?
Nothing, man. Just wanted to talk about a couple things that we wanted to...
Where's Bago at right now?
Bago's in San Francisco, man. He's on tour.
He's in Frisco representing LA in Frisco by wearing his Dodgers hat.
That is a lot of balls, man. They don't like us out there, dude.
So he might not make it back. Hey, and... we're going to play here next is found this band.
Are you going to play the Social Anxiety song?
Yeah, from Belgium.
From Belgium,
our
yes.
Our friends from Belgium.
Shout out to Social Anxiety, man, making it, doing big things in Belgium.
So here is one of my favorite songs from this band, Social Anxiety. The name of this song is called Thousands of Words. Enjoy.
Reflecting. I'm self-overthinking. I'm self-analyzing. No conclusion. I said some things that I shouldn't have said. And now I'm reaping the sorrows of my fucked up head. And I apologize even though I think I was right. There's some way to know that that's the beauty of life.
So that was Thousands of Words by our friends in Belgium named Social Anxiety. Dude, I'm so fucking bad with names, dude. I'm losing my memory, dude.
You're getting older, Dick. That's what it is.
Fuck, dude. Fucking years of being dropped on the head and shit, dude. But yeah, if you guys get a chance, go check them out. They are on Instagram under Social Anxiety _BE for Belgium.
Are they in SoundCloud? Can you find their music on SoundCloud?
Yeah, they are. They're on SoundCloud. They're on YouTube. They're in a few different places. So but you heard them here first.
You heard them here first in like Lika Podcast. So now that song, you know, for being, you know, it's a young man's game, man.
Yeah, dude. You know, it's kind of amazing that he does this by himself. It's him and his girlfriend. And it's fucking awesome shit. I'm really proud to say that there's hope for this youth out there, dude.
There is hope for the youth. You know, stop, you know.
Stop trying to sound like everybody else, dude. Do your own fucking thing, man.
Get out of the Gucci gang and you know, just
put experiment. Put your shit out there. You might find somebody who likes it. I like that stuff, dude.
And this is the world we live in now.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, don't rely on others to find you. You got to go out there and do some hunting.
If this 20-something-year-old kid could put out his music like that and reach out to us and tell him about himself. You know, you can too. Not reach out to us. You don't have to. But just go out there and do your own shit. You don't need anybody. And no one's going to help you like you're going to help yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Bogger just reached out to us on via text messages since he's in Frisco. He heard the jingle or a little commercial.
For a new sponsor?
Yeah. And he said he just heard it. You guys are crazy. You guys will find out what we're talking about
Bogo,
later on.
Bogo. We miss you, man. This is the first podcast without you, bro.
Hey, you know what's funny? We're going to have to forward him this for his drive back from Frisco.
So, yeah, you'll be listening to this for your drive back to Frisco.
So, drive back from Frisco is what? 6-7 hours?
Yeah. He should play that old crappy podcast we did last Saturday.
He could play this one over and over.
Yeah. So, I know he misses your voice, Rick.
Oh, yeah. I bet he does, dude. You know, lisp and salivation. It fucking comes out great.
Oh, yeah.
To make him smell my pink Pringle breath. And the 99-cent store chili mango fucking
the
slices.
The chili mangoes,
dude,
were awesome, man. They were fucking great. I love them.
I found a new love for 99 Cent Store, dude. I used to hate going there because they always had like shitty products. Now they have good stuff, dude.
Shout out to Taste Oasis.
You know, it's funny.
Awesome chili mango.
I got these Pringles for 99 Cent Store too, dude.
No shit.
Yeah.
They have Pringles at 99 Cent Store now?
Yeah.
Damn,
dude. Dude, I bought all kinds of fucking goodies, dude. I bought road trip food without a road trip.
I was working in Hollywood right there on Melrose and Fairfax. I was like, you know, it's like the day of payday, you know, broke as hell. My buddy's like, hey, let's go to lunch. And I'm like, dude, I don't got any cash, bro. I got like my fucking few bucks. He goes, man, I don't have any cash either. Like, well, we're going. We're in fucking Hollywood. He goes, you know what? Let's go to the 99 Cent Store. I'm like, what for? Dude, they had a whole supermarket there, dude.
Yeah. Dude, you could get groceries there, dude. That chorizo, they had eggs, bananas, ham, bread,
they
flowers.
Had everything, dude. Yeah.
And remember, we bought the fucking the New Year's Eve getup.
At the 99. Well, that was a Dollar Tree, wasn't it?
Eh, same difference.
No, I was talking about like the 99 Cent only stores.
Yeah. The legit ones.
Yeah. You know that guy became a millionaire for buying he used to get those
closeouts.
Those closeouts and those overturned trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truck company buys all those products.
Yeah, there's a bunch of little mom and pop places like that. Yeah. But they can't give that kind of discount, dude. But they came up, dude. They have good stuff. I mean, I bought M&M's. I bought every name brand kind of thing there, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I just, better than Harbor Freight.
It's definitely, you know, that's a sad when the 99 Cent Store has better quality products than Harbor Freight.
That is real sad.
I don't know if everybody in every other country, everybody in the country has Harbor Freights.
They do.
They do?
Yeah. I call it Harbor Break.
Because they break?
That fucking Chicago pneumatic company that they supposedly use that's made in somewhere in the
Not
Asian
Chicago.
Countries. Yeah.
Not Chicago.
Chicago, the Far East. It's different types of murders there, dude.
I was at work, and I was looking for a screwdriver because we never have screwdrivers at work for some reason. And my buddy pulled one out of his car that he got from Harbor Freight. And it was one of those free deals, like come in and buy this, and you get a set of screwdrivers.
Yeah.
The fucking first turn on that screwdriver, the fucking handle broke, dude.
Dude, I bought a fucking one of those polishers.
Uh-huh.
And I knew better, but I was kind of in a pinch. Like, I only had $20 on me, pinch.
Yeah.
And I bought that fucking polishing wheel / grinder. First mistake. So I started polishing when I had my charger. I started polishing with that thing. Fucking, I started smelling like something burning, dude. Like, so fucking
like
pungent.
Like, frayed wires?
Yeah, like fucking something was burning, dude. I started seeing smoke coming out of the mortar.
Uh-huh.
And then next thing I know, the fucking shit catches fire, dude.
No shit.
Yeah. So then I take it back. Right, unplugged it, took it back. Luckily, nothing fucked up my car.
What's the return policy at Harbor Freight?
They have insurance for things.
Okay.
But, like, I think this one being used the first time and catching fire should fall under some kind of return policy, right?
Absolutely.
I took it back. They looked at me like I'm crazy. And I go, I just bought this an hour ago. And they're like, well, how did it catch fire? Like, I don't know. You tell me. And they just gave me the stink eye, dude, the whole fucking time. Like, fuck. I just put it down. Done with that fucking place, dude. Done with it.
That was a let me see your fucking manager situation, wasn't it?
No, that was a, I'm going to let these $20 fly and never come back here again, dude. That was a donation.
You know what? You should have duct taped a $20 bill to that thing while you were grinding so it could burn along the other $20 you spent on it.
Just such a, I mean, I'm sorry. You're going to buy tools? Get some quality shit. Get Save-On and above.
The saying goes, good tools aren't cheap and cheap tools aren't good.
Exactly, dude. Just like music. Bago said it's funny shit, though.
Thank you, Bago. And shout out to Joel for standing us up tonight.
Yeah, I heard he went out fishing.
Yeah, he went out fishing. And this is that one lake. Hey, how many fish are in that lake?
I don't know. How many fish are there?
You know, I don't know, but there's plenty of fish.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. There are plenty of fish there. So anyways, the wax apples.
Yes, the return of the wax apples. They just played a gig at D Piazza's a couple of weeks ago.
Did they?
Yeah.
And we didn't go, huh?
We were podcasting that day.
That's true. We were. That was the 6 hour.
The 6 hour.
Rainy day outside podcast that's never going to be aired.
Yeah, that's never going to be aired. Maybe an outtake or two, you'll hear it on. Maybe we'll make a drive cast.
Let's give him a rundown. I drank 17 Modelos.
I drank 5 beers and I don't drink.
And we had 2 18 packs, only had 2 beers left.
I still got those beers in the fridge. I should bring
them.
You're
never going to drink them.
I'm never going to drink them.
Yeah, but Beto was there. Bago was there. Joe was there. You were there. I was there. But
the sentiments were there. Our heart was in it, but it just didn't come out good.
We treated it too much like a normal get-together.
Yeah, just a hangout, kickback.
And we were trying to work hard to bring it back, but there's so many distractions.
So much.
Joe
alcohol.
Ordered food from, what's the name of that app?
Postmates.
He ordered food from Postmates. There's a King Taco down the street, like less than a mile away.
Yeah, there was one in Maywood.
No, there's one on Long Beach Boulevard too in Hope.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so he decides to order it and accidentally orders it from Pico Rivera. So the first 3 hours of the podcast, we're waiting for King Taco to be delivered from Pico Rivera. And what is the? I ended up going to the bathroom when a girl showed up to deliver. What happened?
She came, gave us a stink eye, and left.
Dude, it's your job.
Well, yeah, it's your job. And I mean, it's not like.
She didn't stand by for a tip or anything?
It's not like it's communist China. She could have fucking said no to taking it.
Yeah. Shame on us for ordering it from Pico Rivera.
Shame on her for taking the gig.
Yeah. Everybody fucked up that day.
You know what? That's my second Postmates experience, and that's the second shitty one. We did a podcast at your house, and I stayed because your brother had Doom VR, and I never experienced virtual reality, so I got really into playing that game, and we ordered Tommy's from Postmates.
Did you guys?
Yeah, and the food was ice cold.
See, I like my shit the old-fashioned way, going there and getting it. I hate takeout. I'd rather just eat it right there from the source when it's nice and warm using their table salt.
But you drove me over here. I didn't have a car. Your brother doesn't have a car. So it was like 12 o'clock at night and...
fucking hot footed. There's a Fridays on the street.
I didn't know that. I'm not familiar with this area.
Even better. There's a fucking shout out to the fucking Thirsty Isle, dude. Have you ever had the buffalo wings there, dude?
No.
Best buffalo wings in town, man.
Now you're getting me hungry, dude.
Dude. They have a home cooked French fries, their burgers, carne asada fries, their tacos.
What time do they close?
Dude, to me, best bar food around, dude. I think they usually close around 10 or 11, depending on the day. Today, they might be open all the way to 11.
11?
Yep.
What time is it?
It's fucking 9:28. No, it's 6 in the morning.
At 6 in the morning.
Monday
this
morning.
This is your Monday morning podcast.
You're stuck in traffic, most likely.
Yeah.
You're hungry listening to us. You're probably looking at this ugly, crusty-looking bagel when you could be having good bar food from the Thirsty Isle in Long Beach. Yes, it's a hole in the wall, and it's not the best-looking bar, but let me tell you, some of the best food. And they have big, giant beers for $10.
Nice.
Yeah, the schooner.
What's a schooner? Isn't a schooner a sailboat?
You're thinking white stuff, dude.
I'm thinking mall rats.
So the schooner is that big, giant... The Mexicans use it to put the mariscos in.
I don't know.
The shrimp cocktails, you know, the big cup like that. Look at Thor's hand.
Okay, pretend I'm not Mexican because I'm not.
You're fucking Indian, dick.
That's why I don't know what a fucking...
The champurrado fucking cup, dick.
I don't know that.
All right, it's like a 32-ounce cup. Probably bigger. I don't know.
Is it a mug?
It's a mug.
Okay, so it's a...
Not as big as the ones I got in Germany from Oktoberfest.
Those are steins though, aren't they?
Yeah, but these are a little smaller. So I don't know the ounces. If you know the right answer, you know what the hell, you're an alcoholic.
Leave a comment.
Yeah, give us a comment, give us a call, whatever you can. $10, dude. Front tap. Cold ass tap. Fucking, it tells you how cold it is. Usually 38 degrees or whatever. But what do you call it? They have Corona on tap.
Nice.
Put a lime on there, a little salt around the rim. Dude, you know what? Corona out of tap, I like. I'm not a fan of Coronas out of bottles unless that's it, the only thing there. But out of the tap, it's pretty good. And pair it with the buffalo wings from there, dude. Woo-wee.
I don't know what happened to me between 18 to 41, but I lost the taste of beer, dude. And Coronas are probably the only beers that I will enjoy.
Really?
Yeah. I've gotten weird. I've gotten weird in my old age, dude.
You know, I only like Coronas like in restaurants. I don't know what it is.
And they just taste better, right?
They do taste better, dude.
No, I won't.
I'll go to like 7-Eleven and get me a 12-pack. And it tastes bitter sometimes. I just don't know what it is. But something about like getting it fresh from the store, or I'm sorry, from a dining establishment, a bar. But when you get it from tap and pair it with those buffalo wings, dude, damn.
You know what? It's like someone else making you a sandwich always tastes better.
Yeah?
No matter what, you could have the same bread, same, and you've been making sandwiches all week, and somebody makes you a sandwich from the sandwich you have in the fridge, it always tastes better. I don't know what it is.
But you're not making the beer.
I know.
It's in your own fridge.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, that's the kind of experience I guess I could, you know, like, it's not your beer in your fridge, it's somewhere else, you're out.
Dude, I just got all kinds of hunger right now, dude.
I got stupid hunger, dude.
Fuck. And if you go to Thirsty Owl, it's cash only.
That's
a bad thing.
That's a good thing for them. They don't have to pay those fucking credit card fucking service fees.
Fucking
and shit.
What a better way to launder money.
Yeah.
No, there's no receipts.
Shout out to the fucking TV show Ozark. I just finished that on Netflix, dude.
I started watching it, and like everything else in my life, I just kind of gave up halfway.
You gave up halfway?
I don't know, dude. Narcos is like one of the shows I sat through, and I watched it. I think I'm on number 9 now, like the 9th time watching it over. Flipped it 9 times.
All 3 seasons?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a fucking badass show, dude. Then you have, like I said, I'm bad with fucking names, dude. There's 3 or 4 other shows I watch over and over. The one with the Unabomber. The Unabomber one.
I'm not familiar really good. With them.
Then you have Mindhunter.
Mindhunter I've never seen.
It's a good fucking show, dude. I've seen it 3 times already.
You know what? Speaking of, like, you know, we just talked about iHeartRadio. Netflix is having money problems too, and that's probably because they're just shitting out money doing all this content.
Well, they just, how much are gonna pay Obama to put his shows on, dude?
Right.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm not gonna get political, but what is he gonna bring to television?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm kind of curious to see, but I.
Okay, without stating my political stance, I saw that that new David Letterman show. It's called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like 4 episodes out right now.
Yeah, Obama's his first one.
Yeah, Obama's his first one, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. They talked about Selma. They talked about his little history of how he grew up and everything. I like that show. I mean, but just. Not that I like Obama or I don't like Obama. I will never tell you guys. But just the production value and you know, the way it was produced was really good.
It's no Clica, though, dude.
It's no Clica podcast. I'll tell you that, goddamn it, right now.
I'll tell you my political stance. Gary fucking Johnson. If you don't know who that is, you have no business talking shit about politics.
I have no business talking shit about politics.
Gary Johnson, libertarian.
Okay.
One of my favorite fucking candidates. I voted for him past 2 times, dude.
I used to throw away my vote because fuck voting. But I used to vote for Ralph Nader all the time just to be a dick.
Right. What I like about Gary Johnson, he's not trying to be the smart-ass fucking guy. He missed a lot of questions he should have fucking knew if you're running for president. But that's what I like about him. He's real, dude. He doesn't have a whole fucking team trying to, you know, give him the hot points and hot talking points and all that bullshit. It's real. This is him. He's a one-man show, dude. He has his little people to help him out, but they're just managing him. They're not feeding him all this bullshit.
They're just handlers.
Yeah, like, oh, what's your position on this? Like, he'll say, like, I don't have a position on this. I don't know enough about it. I like that honesty, dude. I mean, it's just me. Yeah, when he got, like, less than 2% of the vote.
My old man was so fucking old school. The day that... He voted, he was into politics all his life for some fucking reason. It's weird. And he fucking was really gunning for Kennedy. When Kennedy got shot, he's fucking just fuck politics.
No shit, dude.
After that, it was like, that's the last president he voted for was fucking Kennedy.
But you know, in my honest opinion, it doesn't fucking matter who's in office. Doesn't matter who's winning. Doesn't matter. None of that shit fucking matters, dude. Just put it aside and live your fucking life, dude. All that.
I guess that's why I focus so much on music.
It's, I mean, so much bullshit out there, dude. You don't know what to believe. And, like me personally, I don't like believing anything unless I've seen it myself.
Yeah.
It could be fucking complete bullshit.
Everything's just the way the internet is saturated. And we live in a time where we could have the answers immediately, like right now. And there's so much bullshit out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to put a stand or anything. I'm not trying to say where you know, what side I lay on. If I lay on a side, I don't know.
You sleep standing up.
I sleep standing up. I float. I'm not standing anywhere because, you know, there's, like you said, there's what's true and what's not.
Just live your fucking life. Worry what's going on in your neighborhood, if anything, you know, if you want to get political.
Because three presidents have passed, came and gone, and I'm still living the way I'm living, and yep, nothing has changed for me.
Nothing at all.
So, like,
did you ever get to listen or watch the End of the World podcast with Doug Stanhope, Bill Burr?
I've listened to what you played for me.
Dude, it's one of the greatest fucking podcasts ever, dude. Bill Burr's amazing.
Second
Doug Stanhope.
Greatest podcast.
Yeah, next to ours. Burt Kreischer, dude. Fucking everybody, every motherfucker on that show was funny, dude.
I just love the way Bill Burr is like this fucking, he's not misogynistic, but he will fucking call you out if you're bullshit, you know?
Yep.
Especially when it comes to like feminism and like fake feminism. And the way he called out that one lady when she was talking shit about Donald yeah, Trump. Oh my God.
The fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
That was like one of my, that topped everything for me, dude. That was awesome, man. So if you haven't listened to Bro Burr, good podcast. He puts two out a week. Doug Stanhope, whenever he's sober, I guess he put one out. It's some funny shit, dude. There's a lot of good stuff out there you can listen to after this podcast.
Yeah.
And you can find them on all the places we're on. You know, they can find them on Podbean, Spotify, iTunes.
Let's talk about Spotify. So let's talk about Spotify.
That's
right
real
now.
Big for us.
We just got on Spotify, so you can listen to us on Spotify now. And we're really happy and proud. We didn't think we would ever get this far, and look how far we're getting.
All in the span of a few months, dude.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to us right now, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Give us a comment. We'll give you a shout out. All right. So, yeah. So what we're going to do here is the first person who comments on Down for La Clica on the first picture we have on Monday will get a free t-shirt, La Clica t-shirt, a sticker.
Are you serious?
Very serious.
No bullshit.
No bullshit.
We're not going to promote it any fucking where but here. So that means you have to listen to this motherfucker to get in the comments.
I'm Down for La Clica. First comment gets a free La Clica t-shirt and a sticker. God damn, it's a big bump. It looks like a turd from here, dude.
Like a bird turd.
Dick, you need a sniffy. Just put it in your fucking mustache, Dick.
I didn't even get it in my nose, dude. I'm really bad at this, dude. I'm really bad at this. Let me see your keys.
Fuck, don't you have keys, Dick?
I don't have keys.
How the fuck are you going to get home?
That's right.
Fucking fibber, dude. So I'm pretty sure by now you guys heard the story how I got Schneeber here.
Tell it again.
No, you go to Germany and find it. But what do you call it? God damn, you're just wasting it, Dick. It's gonna go on your mustache again.
Yeah, I did.
Fuck you. Give me. You don't deserve. You're unworthy of Schneeberg.
Oh, I got that one in. I got that one in.
Fucking waste, Dick. Straight out waste. Look, it's all over your shirt, Dick.
Jesus Christ, man. I can't even fucking. You know what? I'm a really bad Schneeberg. Whoa. Okay. I just got a sugar rush.
Get into Schneeberg, Dick.
Here. Fucking up the Schneeberg. Is it gone?
Fuck you. Dick, this shit was full.
What you hear right now is Rick doing Schneeberg. So going into the future, Monday morning, it is currently 57 degrees in Los Angeles with a high of 70 degrees. That's your weather on the Glicka Drivecast.
Well, there's at 6 a.m., it's supposed to be 48 degrees here in the Long Beach area. 6% chance of rain. Shows the moon being out. Oh, yeah. Time change, huh?
Now, if you are in, this is what I'm going to do. For Monday, I'm going to randomly pick a fucking city.
You know what, for our friends in Chencha? What's the weather in Houston? So we already told you the weather that we predict is going to be on Monday. Here's the weather for Houston on Monday. It's going to be 84 degrees as a high. Turning sunny, breezy, and warm with the temperature approaching the record of 86 set in 1984. The real feel is 84 degrees.
So you don't need those terrestrial radio stations, those satellite radio stations to get your morning weather.
All right, we're going to close you guys out with...
another song from Social Anxiety?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go, man. What's this song called, Rick?
This song is called Feel All Right.
And thank you for listening to the first Drivecast. They'll get better, I promise. And this is the La Clica Podcast. Now you can listen to us on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on YouTube. And, of course, you can always listen to us on our website, which is www.laclica.com. LaCliquaPodcast.com.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook, LaClica1.
LaClica1. Also, if you're a Podbeam subscriber or user, we're on Podbeam.
Bean. Dick.
Podbean.
Bean, like a frijole way.
Podbean. Okay.
All right, guys. Have fun. Hopefully, you're not stuck in traffic much longer.
Hopefully, you're almost at work.
And just feel fear. Don't turn on that Kevin and Bean fella. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.
Watch how they're broken. Watch how we're driven into the ground. But I feel alright. Won't be heard. No, I don't feel alright. No, I don't feel right. This is my destiny.